Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the message on this Maundy Thursday evening, we reflect on Jesus' gift of the Lord's Supper. We read in Mark chapter 14, verse 12, and Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28. Festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples made preparations to eat the Passover. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This is for you. Maybe one of your children or grandchildren or your husband or wife comes up to you holding something behind their back. And then they hold it out to you and say with a sense of excitement, "This is for you." It might be a rose or something they made or something they knew you really wanted. And what a thrill you get when someone surprises you with a gift, even if it's only small. Tonight, we celebrate again a very special gift that Jesus offers us, the Lord's Supper. This is more precious than any earthly gift, because as he gives it to you, he says, "This is for you, for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus instituted this sacrament of Holy Communion so we could keep on being renewed through his gift of forgiveness. We need his forgiveness. That's God's way of putting everything right between us and himself. He's done that so we can live in harmony with him and the people around us. And it's God's way of freeing us from burdens of guilt and a sense of shame. Now, ever since our first parents disobeyed God and started the blame game and turned on each other, our world has been devastated with bitter relationships. And don't we know that? When we've been wronged by others, or they've hurt us, either deliberately or unintentionally, we tend to get angry and maybe bear a grudge for a long time. All kinds of hurts and wrongs cause barriers between people. But unless things are dealt with, people often won't have anything to do with each other. It happens like this in our families and with friends. It happens in clubs and amongst Christians. Relationships are strained. Friendships fall apart. And families break up. The only way people can be reconciled and relationships restored is through forgiveness. Where there's genuine forgiveness, things can change. But it means admitting our faults. It means letting go of those past wrongs and hurts, and not let them determine our relationships with others and those close to us. It's been said that the two hardest words in the English language are, "I'm sorry." But I think it's almost harder to say to someone who's hurt you deeply, "I forgive you." But what might seem impossible is possible, because forgiveness flows from the heart of God. The whole story of the Bible is really an account of human sinfulness and God's forgiveness. Throughout the ages, God has shown undeserved love to his people. He's been rescuing them from the bitter consequences of their selfishness and their sin. And now, as we come to Good Friday, we're reminded again of the ultimate cost of God's grace and forgiveness. That is, that horrendous sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. There, in accord with his heavenly Father's will, Jesus gave his life into death to take away the sin of the world. The innocent Son of God giving his life for the guilty, the sacrificial Lamb of God, bringing us freedom and forgiveness. And now, on the night before his death, Jesus assures us of his deep and divine love, of God the Heavenly Father's grace and love, by giving us the precious meal of the Lord's Supper. It's a new meal. It's linked with his sacrifice on the cross. Jesus replaces the annual Jewish Passover meal with a meal of God's new covenant. A new covenant which seals God's forgiveness and new life through the death and resurrection of his Son. So now, as Jesus invites us to share in his meal of Holy Communion, he gives his body and his blood in, with, and under the bread and wine for us to eat and drink. Here, in this sacramental meal, Jesus brings you his forgiveness. He brings you freedom from sin. He brings you these special gifts of God's grace. Gifts, always his gift. As you come to the Lord's table again tonight, the living Lord Jesus himself says to you, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This is for you," he says, "for the forgiveness of all your sins. And the peace of God, which passes all our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen.